AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he has a new use for Guantanamo Bay, Sagar Magani explains.
The U.S. base in Cuba has been used to house terror detainees. The president's ordering the opening of a detention center there to hold illegal immigrants.
We're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
And says the facility will hold up to 30,000 migrants.
This will double our capacity.
The president made the remarks moments before signing his administration's first law, named after Lakin Riley, a Georgia nursing student killed last year by an illegal immigrant. The law mandates those in the U.S. illegally and accused of violent crimes be detained and potentially deported even before conviction.
It's a landmark law that we're doing today. It's going to save countless innocent American lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump's budget office has rescinded a memo freezing federal loans and grants, but the White House says the executive orders on funding reviews remain in full force and will be rigorously implemented by all agencies and departments.
Mr. Kennedy, you represent a voice for an inspiring coalition of Americans who are deeply committed to improving the health and well-being of our nation.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo in the first of two confirmation hearings for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Health Secretary. But Ed Donahue reports a new poll suggests many of Kennedy's views fall outside the mainstream.
Only about 3 in 10 adults approve of Kennedy's nomination in a new AP NORC Center poll. About 4 in 10 disapprove. His anti-vaccine approach and views on abortion have raised questions from people in both parties. But there is support on other issues, notably getting some chemicals out of processed foods. About 6 in 10 Republicans approve, compared with about 1 in 10 Democrats. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Hamas set to release 8 hostages from Gaza. This is AP News. The Lunar New Year is upon us. It's the year of the snake, one of the 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. Karen Shamas reports on the celebrations.
The pop, pop, pop of firecrackers greeted the new year outside Guandi Temple in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. It was followed by lion dances to the rhythmic beat of drums and small cymbals. Celebrations also took place at the historic Baowan Temple in Taipei in Taiwan. As the courtyard bell sounded, people gave thanks and prayed for health, wealth and good fortune for the 12 months ahead. Temples in Chinatown in Yangon, Myanmar were also fragrant and dense with incense smoke as people flocked to celebrate the new year. The Lunar New Year is a celebration marking the arrival of spring and the start of a new year on the lunar solar calendar across Asia. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.